So it's Richard Mackey. Again, it's the 30th of October with Graham Zilm and Jim McIntyre. Jim, welcome to the UBC Law History Project, and it's nice to have you here. And you've got a legal background. Your dad, Malcolm, was a lawyer, taught here. But I thought perhaps we could begin with him and then work our way ahead in time.
Well, my grandfather's a judge.
Huh? Where was
New Brunswick?
And what was his name?
James Murray McIntyre.
And where did...
That was New Brunswick, in Sackville, New Brunswick.
And did he go to law school there too, or did they have them then?
They didn't have them then. He would have, what we call, articled to a senior lawyer somewhere, probably in law school in New Brunswick. He was a minor judge. He was a probate judge. He did basically wills and things like that. I don't think he did criminal cases, but anyway, it was a living, and it was a small level judge. Anyway, and we lived. They lived in the Maritimes. My father got his degrees at Mount Allison, which is a little college in Sackville, beautiful little spot. So he took an arts degree there, and my mother met my mother, and she took an arts. No, she did. She took a household economics degree. They met, and. Then his father pushed him to graduate work, so he went to Harvard and got his master's, and then he went to Harvard again and got his doctorate. So he had three Harvard degrees.
So law was a family business.
Yes.
And what was his undergraduate degree? It was in arts.
It's a BA in arts at Mount Allison. My mother's was a bachelor of, I think they called it household economics at that time. It was a sort of a funny degree that she had it in.
And what was her name?
Margaret.
And was she from Sackville as well?
No, she was Yarmouth, Nova Scotia.
He got a
1-year teaching job at Dalhousie, teaching law. That was after he had his master's. Then after he got his master's, he got a teaching job at the University of Edmonton, Alberta.
When was he at the U of A?
I'm going to guess. I'm guessing, but I'm going to guess 1930. I was born there in 1933, and we were there for about, from that time, about 6 years before he went down to get his Harvard degree, his doctorate, and then came back to Edmonton after that. So that was the year that the war broke out, 1939, he got his degree. And I went to kindergarten in Boston, or in Cambridge.
Well, I'm an Edmonton boy as well. My dad was a professor there, so right. I know the routine, the cold winters.
Yes. Well, his pattern was to drive down to the Maritimes in the summers, and come back and spend the winter teaching at the law school. Because his parents were old and needed people to look after them. We all went down every summer, and then we drove all the way back every winter.
That's early to drive all that way.
Yeah.
But there was no TCH what till the early 60s, I think it was.
We never thought of airplanes in those days. The roads were pretty bad. We always used the American roads because they were much better. At that time, the others were gravel.
And then he came, obviously, to UBC at some stage.
What happened was that the war came along. He was teaching, and he was, at that time, he was the dean there. Dean Weir had died. This is around 1948. We went through the war in, I was in grade six, or five rather. I finished grade five there, and he finished, and the grandparents were in bad shape. So eventually what happened in the law school at Alberta was that all the kids went to war, and so they closed the law school down. And by that time he was dean. But they closed the law school down for the war, and they reopened it after the war.
And there were no women, obviously.
Oh yeah, there were women.
So they joined up too, I suppose they might.
But they had taken women. I don't know how many they had taken, but there had never been a bar against women. There were some women students at U of A.
Yeah.
Then let's see, that was. We moved in 1944. We sold our house and moved to New Brunswick because he needed to look after his parents, and the school was almost dead because there was, in fact, all the students were, or most of the boys were overseas. And that's what, of course, what was happening here was that they decided to start a law school here. You'll have the dates of that.
I think the first class was 48, I think.
So they would have been in the fall of 48. Yes, so that's, they would have gone in the fall of 45, I guess. They were all veterans, almost.
It's a post-war, this is a post-war law school.
Yeah. Yes, and there are lots of stories about that. I've got a book that outlines that.
Is that Wes Pugh's?
Well, no, I know of Wes's. Yeah. But this is another one that was about the legal profession, and when it got a university to be a university and give out degrees. Before that, it was the old article system, one-year articles. So we moved here in 1948, and I was in high school. I was at Lord Bing High School, and got through that, and then I entered an arts degree. And
what was your major? Did they have a major then, or was it
not much? It was general. I took physics, physics and French and English, and those sort of general courses. So it was a general. It wasn't a general degree. It turned out later, I shifted into the double degree. Mm-hmm. The double degree was knocked a year off of a commerce degree, so it didn't change the arts degree, the law degree at all. The law was always a three-year course at the end, but by taking 4 years commerce, and then 3 years law, you could get the combined degree. And there were a number of people took that.
We usually ask people why they chose law, and you get all, we hear all kinds of stories, but in your case, if it's...
It seemed to be the thing I was going to do.
Did you ever think of anything else?
Yes, I did. I thought of teaching, school teaching. school.
You had been to schools in three different provinces and in the U.S.
Yes.
So that...
Edmonton, Boston, or Cambridge, it's called. Harvard's at Cambridge, which is a suburb of Boston. But no, I seem to be ending up in law school. And so I got my well, I took commerce and law together. That I graduated in 57.
Yes, from law school.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I articled with Ferris and Company downtown. And I'd actually been working, as a lot of us did, in the summers. In between first and second year law, I worked in the law office, and then in between second and third year, I worked in the office. And then when I graduated, I did my article.
Was your dad here still teaching when you were a student? So you...
Oh, yeah, I had to take the classes from him, and then he had to listen to me. We had an agreement. I wouldn't ask any questions of him, and he wouldn't ask any questions of me. He didn't want me to stand out or be
company.
Because everybody knew I was a teacher's child. But that never seemed to matter.
You still had to do the work?
I had to do the work, and of course I probably asked questions at home.
What was the curriculum in those days?
It was a fixed curriculum. There's maybe one option in those days. The rest of it was a fixed curriculum. You started at 8:30 in the morning, and you took classes in the morning, 1 hour classes, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30 sometimes, and they were spread through the day, and I think there were afternoon classes, which would be 1:30, 2:30, 3:30. But we didn't take that many. Generally speaking, you were through by lunch, and then you went to the library and prepared for the next day. We got pretty fast. We had got, certainly by the time I got here, see, that school had been going when I came in 57, it had been going, you probably have that dated for put the first year in. You'll have that.
48, I think, is the first class.
Could be. I graduated from Commerce. Whatever it was, it took me 4 years. And I graduated from Bingham in 1950. So I would have gone in the fall of 54. I'd have gone in the fall of 1950 to university, and I would have had 4 years since 1950. Sorry. Was it high school grad at 50? So it would be 54 that I got through. You didn't get your second degree when you took that double degree. You didn't get it until you'd done 2 years law. Because in other words, I didn't have a law any degree. I didn't have a commerce degree or a law degree when I moved over. But in 2 years, you had both, or you had that done. Quite a few of us took that double degree. Took that double degree. I don't know if he still does.
Graham's just got his an articling position, so I've been hearing from him their routine. But did you? So you articled with Ferris?
Ferris and Company. Yeah.
Was that what? That was one of the big firms at the time.
It was a medium-sized firm. It wasn't one of the biggest. And so, yeah, I took my articles, and then I went to Harvard and got my master's degree. That was a one-year degree.
Before we go there, Graham found the list of those. That's your class.
Yeah.
Could you? It'll probably ring some bells.
And we do a few left. We've had a reunion, and it gets smaller every time. We're down to about 10 now.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of interesting ones in here, actually. I noticed you've put what's been bold.
We were going to unbold that, but at one point we were looking for diversity for women.
Well, I can
women.
Tell you about any of these.
Sure, any of them. We'd be interested in anything.
Okay. Well, Helene, there were six women in our class, and every time somebody raised and saying that we'd never let women in the school, it was just a lie. They were in from the first year, and in fact that was a factory of a fairly big year for our women. They did sometime, I think after that it did sometimes go down lower than six, and then. But I was chair of admissions for years and years, so I know how many women went and when they came in. Helene Bray was from Quebec. MRCD after Clear Day. We played football, a form of football behind the then law school, which is not too far from there. We played yards, kicking it back and forth at lunchtime and in the afternoon. And about 10 of us usually did that. A lot of the people here were not student age. They were older people, too, who'd gone in. Where is the policeman? I'll run these down.
Sure.
There's Helene Bray was from Quebec. Fushisawa is probably the first Japanese. He may have been the first Japanese lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Is he still around?
No, I think he's died. Bill Essen on there was a major judge. Became a major judge. Eloise Harrison. I don't know whether I should talk about her or not.
Sure. Well, it's up to you. But
I will tell you, but I may.
We could turn off the recorder if you like.
Turn off the recorder.